The following chapters provide an overview of what the colours mean in practice. These categories are a tool that can help answer many, but not all, of our questions about how people function. People are too complex to be described completely. But the more you understand, the easier it is to identify the outliers. This method of behaviour categorisation encompasses perhaps 80% of the entire puzzle. Quite a lot, but far from everything. There are always other elements that we need to take into consideration to understand someone's behaviour. Gender, age, cultural differences, motivation, intelligence, interests, experiences of every sort, birth order, and countless other factors. For the sake of simplicity, let's say that the puzzle has an awful lot of pieces. Now for the problem. As the book became more and more popular around the world, there were some people who chose to use the DISC system in a malicious way. This was never my intention. In this book, I want to make you aware of such individuals, of people who would try to manipulate you, and to give you the tools to protect yourself. I'm often asked if an individual can have all the colours, be a little bit red, yellow, green, and blue. I'm a bit of each colour, readers have written to me in emails. Is that possible? It can certainly feel possible. I act red sometimes, yellow and green often, but on other occasions, I'm undoubtedly blue. The reason why this is possible is actually quite simple. We all have the ability to use whichever type of behaviour we want, thanks to the fact that we are intelligent beings who can think for ourselves. As their self-awareness increases, a yellow person will learn that it's time to close their mouth and open their ears. And a green person can learn to express their heartfelt opinion, even if that might lead to conflict. But the bottom line is that normally two colours dominate a person's behaviour. An unpleasant experience. Approximately 1 year after Surrounded by Idiots was published, I had a strange encounter. A young man came up to me after a lecture I'd given at a university. He stood right in front of me, face to face, more or less pushing aside others who also wanted to ask questions. With an intense gaze, he said that he didn't recognise himself in any of the colours. I asked him what he meant by that, and he said that none of the behaviours I had described fitted him. He thought he was a fifth colour. He also wanted to know more about how to best interact with the other colours, but his choice of words was interesting. He told me he wanted to know how to take advantage of this knowledge. Okay. I gave him a standard answer, since I didn't have time to start analysing him then and there. And when he realised that he wasn't going to get anywhere with his questions, he stepped aside. But he didn't leave. Instead, he remained standing a few yards away, observing me the whole time until I packed up all my things. Observed is not quite the right word. In fact, he stared at me in an almost embarrassing way for perhaps 10 minutes. I saw people come up to him, say hello and smile, and every time he smiled back. But he wasn't really smiling at all. He pretended to smile. His face was distorted into a weird, strange grimace, a sort of imitation of a smile. Some of the people he smiled at noticed and reacted with a questioning look, while others didn't seem to think there was anything out of the ordinary. And after every smile, he went back to his serious, concentrated staring at me. It was decidedly uncomfortable. And what did he mean by take advantage?